Good morning, everyone. Yes, I have a seasonal allergy. I'm fighting against this inflammation on my nose. It's kind of itching. Oh, it's because sometimes I cry. But yeah, to try to be healthy and stand, you know, against this, you know, this bacteria or virus is so always irritating me. But I think I'll be okay. I'm using my liquid. This is salted water. It's somehow, you know, washing my eyes. Somehow it will go away. Yes. We are on live. While we are worshiping at 11 o'clock, I think it's 11:20 around that time when we all gather together. We're using the YouTube live. So if you want, if you know any young adult, anyone interested, just you know, spread the word. That's this is a key word, New Life Young Adult Group, Virginia. So they can, you know, join with us, worship online or offline. They can join our fellowship too, and in a Bible study. So just spread the word for us. All right. The theme this morning that we want to learn about, you know, just soak into this God's word, Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12, 13, and 14. Theme is to winning the war against unbelieving heart. One of it, there could be many things, is anxiety that we want to discuss about it. So let us read the scripture from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Can we read it all together? Let's begin. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. Firm to the end. Amen. All right. It's from Hebrew, but I want to, you know, go more deeper. That will be next one. Is that, you know, just you can see that there is the evil of believing heart. Leading you to fall away from God. Fall away from God. That's the result. That's how it's costing our spiritual life. That's unbelieving heart, anxiety. And we are war against this invisible world. Is that our target is deceitfulness of sin. That's the second one. And third one is a confidence form. Yes, we are fighting this fight of faith. We should have stand firm with our faith. So we see that the first one is leading us to fall away from God. That's the cost because of unbelief. Second one is, what is causing all this? What is all causing all this? Is a deceitfulness of sin. Deceiver is the devil, we all know that, Satan. And what is the cure for all this cause that leading us, you know, fall away from God? This unbelief is that we should fight the fight of faith. We should stand firm with the first, our faith, first love with the Lord. And we have to have that firm, stand firm with the confidence. That's the cure. Let's go, you know, more deeper. I will give you some example. Matthew chapter 6. I will read it to you. Matthew chapter 6, 25, verses 25 through 34. I'm not going to read all of them. We all are familiar with these passages. Verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, you know, what you will put on your body. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, will he not much more clothe you? Then when you put on our clothes on our body, or you of little faith. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat or drink? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, but seek the first, the kingdom of God, all those believers, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Wow. It says, all this thing causing anxiety is caused by our unfaithfulness. That is the one. The why we being so anxious about future, that we have a fear. About past, we have the anxiety and we have a regret. Oh, I should not have done it, that kind of anxiety. How about present, right now, when we are we're anxious about it, is that we are in conflict. All those things, it is all because of our little faith. That's what the Jesus Christ is pinpointing out. So all those things is that those Gentiles, all those unbelievers, those are just living according to the flesh. They are the ones seeking after all these things about what to wear, what to drink, what to eat, all those things. That is the one that is causing all the deceiver, the Satan is telling us all that, you know, not to believe on God. So how are we going to fight this, our unbelief? Is it seek the first thing is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And rest of all things, you know, clothes or food, whatever there is that our needs, that will be added on to all the rest of things for us, what we need. So we need to have a battle against this, a belief. And says, Bible says, a believing heart. You know, we do have some anxiety, but it's some of them that are leading us to fall away from God. It's kind of bad anxiety. There could be good anxiety, you know, but there is bad anxiety because of our unbelief. So we need to battle against this unbelief. So how are we going to do that? Wow, let's go, you know, first, anxiety. You know, there are so many, you know, people are concerned about anxiety. I once Googled and searched this word. There are tons of, you know, millions, billions of, you know, information out there. Wow, so amazed at all the information that online. Ooh, you know, this anxiety is kind of very intense. It's not just one time, it's a very persistent. But it's more than enough that we can handle. It's so excessive worry that we do have fear about the future. Everything, in every situation, that's what we are up to. But Bible says this is because of unbelief. Wow, we're going to get there. So what we do? So as we can see in our search on Google, you know, we try to solve this matter, our anxiety. There's so many information out there. We can search it up. We can try to treat this, you know, our weakness. There are so many things that we can do. You know, good habit, you know, good eat, you know, all that, the relaxation. If it's more persistent, more excessive, and something so intensive, then we have to seek the medical, you know, help, you know, care. And not only that, God really caring about us. So that's why God has put all those words in the Bible to help us overcome this battle. So let's start. This is what we call invisible war. You can't see it, but it is real as much as visible war that we are having. Like, you know, I have a seasonal allergy. Not only that, there's war, broke. You know, it's more than a little over 1 year that the Russian and the Ukraine, you know, army, they are fighting against each other. It is that much real that invisible war is about our anxiety, unbelief. So as we mentioned, as we studied, that the cost of whole thing is fall away from God, fall away from the living God. So we have to, you know, fight this thing. If we not, the sin will be killing us. So we have to fight this in a battle against unbelief, unbelieving heart. The evil, it says an evil. Verse 12 says an evil, unbelieving heart, leading us to fall away from the living God. What is, you know, leading us to something? It's like it's not me, my old nature, my sinful nature is making me do all these evil things. Wow. Is it anxiety is the evil? Well, you can ask that, but we will come to, you know, just like Matthew just said it, you have anxiety. Do not be afraid. Do not worry about tomorrow because of your little faith. This is all about unbelief. That is something that is causing us to fall away from the living God. Unbelieving is the one is causing all that. It's not just something that might, you know, I can't resist. But yes, we can. We can fight this anxiety, anxious heart of our unbelieving God. So if we do that, then the result is evil, that we can have that the bad kind of anxiety in our lives. You know, there's not everybody's perfect. This is a term that FDA used to is telling us that the amount of contamination, how much they allowed in this in our food that we eat every day. That's what we call an avoidable defect. First of all, pizza. You know, the government is allowing 30 fried eggs per 100 grams of pizza sauce. Wow. We never knew about this one, but the government knew all that. That's an unavoidable defect. How about potato chip? It's about 6% of chips in a bag. They're allowed to be rotten, about 6%. So we are eating 6% out of the bag. That is rotten. That's something we didn't know. But that means any food product is not perfect. It's not perfect. How about peanut butter? Government allows 25 milligrams of dirt or some insect fragments or animals, you know, hair. Wow, once we know, we don't want to eat those kind of food. But on the flip side of it, is there zero defect? Perfect one. Wow, if we want to do that, then we can't live. We'll be under stress and frustration because there's no, only the Word of God is perfect, but rest of them is defect. 100%, 0.1%, it is defect. There's no perfect one on this planet. Nobody's perfect. This world is broken, the weather, everybody, every relationship, once we wanted to make it right, perfect, but we'll be under frustration, tremendous anxieties. So there's no perfect. Even Bible says, none of us is perfect, qualified. We get it wrong nearly every time we open our mouth. You know, we wanted to say it right, in a good will, wanted to say something good for everyone. But Bible said, James, according to James chapter 3, verse 2 said, none of us is perfectly qualified. You know, we say something wrong. Come to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And if you say that you are not a sinner, well, I don't sin. If we claim to be without sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. According to 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. So we are imperfect. Yes, There's no way that zero anxiety. Yes, but something is wrong is that if that turn into become like a bad anxiety, it's kind of killing us. It's not good for our health. So that's why God is telling us, have a faith in me. You see all that, all nature, that God is taking care of all of them. Don't you think that I will take care of you? And all you little faith? So all those anxieties due to this, our unbelief. Okay, the cause was fall away from God, the living God. So if we want to live on this earth with the living God, then we have to fight this cause. What is this happening? What is happening to me? Why am I going through this hard time? Is that there is a deception. Deceitfulness of sin is in me. That is the one causing all of us that we have holy emotion, that it turns into bad, sinful emotion. I mean, emotion is good, but when we don't have believe in our living God, then it turns to bad one, unholy, ungodly one. So that's the one that we need to fight for. Okay, we read Hebrews chapter 3. Okay, come to verse 13. It says, be exalt one another. Let's just encourage each other. Just, you know, let's be alert. Let's see what's going on. What is it? As long as it calls today, right now, today, let's just encourage each other. None of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. That's a deception. What, you know, during our conversation, just try to be kind, don't be irritated, you want to love each other. But sometimes you get the wrong concept, or deceived by the deceiver, the devil. That's the point. When we believe in the Lord God, then we will not be tripped over this temptation, this deception. So let's see. This has caused all, you know, our broken relationship, this whole thing. We need to see that there is lies behind whole thing that we've been believing. That's the one. That's a philosophy. That's a system. That's a program that we want to attack, because that is all causing all this brokenness in our lives. Wow, that's an unfaithful heart was caused by this deception. You know, there's three channels that use that it comes to us, that evil. I give you four options, just choose three. What is the one that is not included? Okay, three channels of evil. First one is outside force. It's Satan that we call. It's always against us, against me. Satan afflicts, just enticing us to do something wrong. Second one is sinful ourself, me. The Bible terminology, you know, it says the flesh. That's the one. We being selfish. That is the one. Through that channel, the evil always comes into our lives. Third one, the secular world is around us, around me. Yeah, we're thinking about possession and prestige, pride, power, all that. Just telling us, this is for you, this is good for you. Last one is somebody else. Which will be the three channels of evil? It's not your spouse, it's not your children, it's not anybody else. It's just me, within myself. There is the one, is the God, you know, this deception, that this is a deceiver using us to get us to be the evil, their unbelieving hearts will be causing us to fall away from the living God. So we know what we need to, you know, battle against. There's three resources that's coming, that evil is coming into our lives. Right? Let's go back to the Genesis chapter 3. How did it all happen? How did it all happen? Deceiver. Wow, the Satan. First, you know, God told us not to. God told Adam and Eve not to, not even look at it. No, this tree that is not knowledge of the good and evil, do not eat. But Satan comes in and telling the Eve, did God actually say that? Not to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Just the doubt is the one just opening the question. It's not harmful. It's just asking question, but arousing us to not to believe our God's the perfect, the word of God. But God said you will die, but the deception because of doubting. Satan said you will not surely die. You will not surely die. And just because of that doubt, just what really happened? He just didn't believe it. She just ate it. She saw the fruit. It looks like a good food to eat. Because of that question, because of that doubt, it just make us unbelieving child. That was the result. It's all from deception. Make us doubt. And this is what Eve told God. Okay, this is what God said. What have you done this? Why did you do this? And even Eve knew what was going on. This is what Eve said. The woman said in verse 13, Genesis chapter 3, the serpent deceived me and I ate. There was deception. That is unbelieving heart. It's evil falling away from the living God. According to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Wow. That was the cause. What was the cause? Cause was deception. Deceitfulness of sin is all causing the good emotion to bad, ungodly, sinful emotion. Remember, Jesus said, all you little faith, do not be anxious. If we believe God about our future, the fear will go away and worry will go away. If we believe in God that Jesus Christ has forgiven our all sin, there won't be any regret. If we believe God right now, present, that God is the one has always good to us, and he has, you know, has always, not only always good to us, but he has a steadfast love. If we believe that one, then there won't be any conflict, no anxiety. But because of that deception, because of that doubt, make us unbelieving heart. Wow. So we know what was the cost, all that's happened in our lives through these three channels of evil coming, the evil coming at us. All that is starting from the deception. All right, so instead of being killed by the sin, we need to be killing sin. Get rid of it. All those unbelieving heart. That's what we need to do. Be killing sin, or sin be killing you. So Bible says it in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live according to flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Okay, let's put that into Genesis chapter 3. Satan said, you will not surely die. I'm sure that Satan used that, Romans chapter 8, 13. He will just flip you over. If you live according to flesh, you will not surely die. It's okay. It's okay. That is irony is coming into us. It is okay. Possession is okay. Pleasure is okay. Power is okay. Prestige is okay. You will not surely die. But Bible, Romans chapter 3, 13 said, if you live according to the flesh, the idolatry, idol, you will die. But Satan is deceiving us that word, you will not surely die. But Bible specifically said, not living according to flesh, but you put to death, kill the deeds of the body, you will live. Wow. Romans and Genesis. It has been going on throughout our human history. Satan always has been deceiving our heart. Make that heart, a believing heart. Wow, that was so powerful. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The devil has lost the war. Jesus Christ overcome. He died on the cross and he was resurrected from the dead. He was overcome the death. Overcome the death. So there's a cure. There's a cure. We can win this battle against the unbelieving heart. The result is that they're causing us to have this bad, ungodly emotion. How can we do it? Only way that we can win the deception is to use God's word, the truth, the truth, the truth. The one that we just read it, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14 says, for we have come to the share in Christ if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to end fight the fight of faith. You should have the faith. Faith. What kind of faith? We have to learn the truth. It says, John chapter 8, verse 32 said, you shall know the truth. When you know the truth, and the truth will shall set us free. So we have to know the truth so we can make our it has already become ungodly, sinful emotion turn back to godly one. If we know the truth, that's what we need to do. Deception is the lie that we've been believing. Let's get rid of all that, because behind all everything that's anxiety, fear, regret, all those conflict, confusion, compulsion, addiction, whatever you name for it, the self-destructive emotion, that kind of behavior is because that we've been believing these lies. So we have to know the truth. We have to know the truth. Then that's going to help us to cure our cost that we are having right now. Bible said it. 2 Timothy, we all know that. All the teachers, we always read this Bible. Because we are Bible teacher, Sunday school. There's a four thing is very good for us. The Bible gave us this Bible because of these four reasons. It says all scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit, the God. And it's useful to teach us what it's going to teach us. It's what is true. Because we've been deceived by this sinful nature. So we have to know what is true. So because we know the truth, then we can realize what is wrong. So we know what is wrong, that we can correct us. And then it will lead us to the right path. Right path. Four things. That's why God has given us this Bible. Because it's this broken world, it's deceiving world. So we need to know the Bible. So we have to teach Sunday school, not only Sunday school, at home. Not even young people, grown up. Young adults, you have to, they have to learn the Bible. You have to know the truth so we can fight this battle. The belief, a believing heart, causing us to fall away from the living God. Yes. Yes. So let's go. Let's get to the bottom of it now. Come on. Cost. We talked about it. Deception. Financial anxiety. I need to buy that, and I have to buy that. You know, that looks good. That's good on me. I need that one. I have to have that one. That's idolatry. I've been keep telling all of us, there's a same kind of emotion. What is it? When we have a financial anxiety, or future, the conflict, a regret, it's covetousness. I should have that one. If I have that one, I will be have a peaceful, you know, heart, mind. If I don't get it, then what's next? You know, the Bible says the desire, once it's conceived, it will give birth to sin. Once the sin has grown up, sin gives birth to death. Once you covet over that one and greedy about that one, and you're going to steal that one, not only steal, you want to rob it, then what's going to happen? Yeah, we see that on news, somebody being killed at a convenience shop. It's because of financial anxiety turns into ungodly emotion. Because we don't believe that God is taking care of us. Don't be anxious about what to eat or what to drink or what to wear. This is what the Bible says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. Paul said it, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I was being in poverty, I was being rich, you know, I was didn't have any food, I was in a prison, I was in a palace. I know how to be happy. God is with me, the content. If we know the truth, then we wouldn't come covet for anything, coveting, the covetousness. Contentment and covetousness, it goes together. So when we have that kind of anxiety that we should have this one, yes, just thank the Lord. Lord God, thank you that you have given me a beautiful family, my children, and house, car. Wow. That is what we need to see. We see that right there. We see that right there. What is causing us the idolatry and what is the cost? I mean, ooh, it says it, you know, what is causing us is a belief. Only the truth will tell us. How about succession? What about success? You know, I want to be, you know, rich. You know, I want some glory in my life. And then if you fail, that there is a, you know, I wanted to, you know, succeed it, but once you fail, we talk about, you know, self-pity. Wow, I'm not good. You are so preoccupied with this, you know, discouragement. That is really causing us. That is the bad one. But if we know the truth, yes, I failed it. Sorrowfulness is good. It will help us. Just lament, Lord, I failed it. Help me, Lord. Just pray to the Lord. Give all this your anxiety, God, to, you know, ask God. And the Bible says, be anger. It's talking about righteousness. It's rightful thing. If there's something wrong, I should change it. But do not sin. Does not produce the righteousness of God. Ungodly anger. Don't be angry at you and disappointed What's self-pity? How about relational anxiety? Relational anxiety. Yeah, the selfish pleasure, a fame. That's what I wanted. And that becomes like, I don't want to be with the people. I don't want to go to church. I just withdrawn from the social, you just don't want to have a social distance. You want to be indifferent, because, there has anxiety. Sometimes, you have a phobia that what other people will tell you, feedback. I don't know how to say that word. It's allodoxophobia is kind of hard word. That's phobia. Somebody's telling me something gossiping or give me some bad opinion. When I say something, somebody will just tackling you. That kind of phobia we do have. The anxiety, relational anxiety. And social phobia is that, if I say this one, that what is the response? They will not like me. So we lie sometimes. That's a social phobia. So we lost the love, the caring about other people. That is causing the unbelief heart. Bible says it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, love is not irritated. Love is not irritated. That's love. Doesn't matter some people give you bad feedback, or some people they just say, bluntly ask you some question that make you uncomfortable, so hard to answer. But just love them, be close to them. Don't be irritated for what other people are respond to us. So that's what I wanted to, talk about it when we talk about that winning the war against unbelieving heart, the anxiety. It's all caused by unbelief. Let's believe the Lord. Okay, how are we going to, we know the truth. We know the truth. Now, I don't know, we've been studying about Revelation, and there was seven churches that God is telling this church the warning sign. Some churches are good, some churches are not good. So sent a message to the church in Sardis. This is what it said. To the angel of the church in Sardis, write, I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are spiritually dead. Your church is alive. Your church is active. It's written. It's not written to the individual. It's about church. It's kind of representative of a whole church. Some church is doing great, but spiritually they're dead. Because even, there's no distinction, no difference between non-Christian and Christian, or nominal Christian and Christian. I feel shameful. I feel sorry that there's no difference. They can't tell difference these days. Because we do have the same anxiety than any other Gentiles. It says it's the unbelief is the causing all that. But we are so, there's no zero deficiency, no zero defect. There's an unavoidable defect. But there is something, that anxiety that is bad one, we have to avoid because it's caused by unbelief. Let's see. This is the three things that I want to talk about at the last. Okay, we said it, cure from deception, it really requires learning the truth. Okay, when we up against that, we have anxious anxiety that I don't know how to make a decision, in decision. because of, I want to make it perfect, but not always a perfect. If I make a mistake, we do have that kind of anxiety. If I failed it, if I have a wrong counsel, if I said it wrong way, if I make a wrong decision, then my future, and you have the future, the fear. But when I'm battling against this unbelief, with this proper, making decision or our unseen future, unknown future, I have to battle with this one, this unbelief, with the truth, with the God's word, the promise. This is what it says. Psalm chapter 32, verse 8, according to English Standard Version. I will instruct you when you don't know how to make a decision. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. This is God's promise. This is true. This is God's promise. That's how we can battle, tackle against this unbelieving heart, which is causing us to fall away from the living God. So, if we believe the living God, not to fall away from the living God, then we have to believe this promise. With this promise, I can battle against this bad emotion. I will instruct you, God will instruct me and teach me the way I should go. Amen. And then we have to give the request, supplication, asking God, I need your counsel, Lord. How about this one? Conflict. Constantly we have conflict. Even with my spouse, they say, now, I don't know how to meet this person. I don't know how to deal with this problem. I don't know how to make a conversation with this person. The Bible says I have to love them. But this is the word that we have to believe. The promise is that if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for me and my wife and my children, who can be against us? Against us. That's as the Bible promises, that we have to rely on God's truth. And last one is when we fall away from God. There's a distance between God and me. And my relationship was so hot, was warm, and I really loved the Lord. And somehow it get cold and the shipwreck of my faith. Is there God? I'm starting asking questions. I'm starting to, doubting. And finally, you could not believe in God. You have the anxious. And you have the anxiety. Then I have to battle this unbelief with the promise. According to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. He is able for all time to save those who draw near to God. If we near to the Lord, draw near to the Lord, God will draw near to us. God will draw near to us. So, do we have any anxiety making decision? And you have a conflict relationship. And your faith is weakened. There's no perfect faith. There's unavoidable defect. There's no zero defect. But we have to fight this, believing the living God. That is how we can be saved from all this. Let us read all together Mark chapter 9, 24. Let's begin. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. That is the word that I want to say to the Lord. This is my confession. I believe you, Lord. So help me my unbelief. So I will not have this bad kind, sin kind emotion that I do not want to have. Can we read it? Can we pray all together? Let's pray.